On today's agenda, we are going to ask four questions. What was Jesus' last miracle? Why did his disciples desert him and flee? Why did Peter deny him? And why did he, Jesus, allow himself to go through a kangaroo court trial only to be crucified? Matthew 26:30. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out from the Passover meal to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said unto them, All of you shall be offended this night because of me. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. By the way, that's a reference from Zechariah 13, verse 7. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men be offended because of you, I will never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto you, that this night, before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with you, I will never deny you. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then Jesus came with them unto a place called Gethsemane. And he said unto his disciples, Sit right here, and I'll go over there and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And then he said unto them, My inwardmost being is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Stay here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but as you will. And he came unto his disciples and found them asleep and said unto Peter, What, you couldn't even watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were very heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same things, basically. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And he, being in agony, prayed more earnestly, so that his sweat was as if it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come unto his disciples, he found them sleeping because of sorrow, and said unto them, Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Rise, let us be going. Look, he is at hand that betrays me. And Judas also, which knew him and knew the place and was going to betray him, for Jesus often resorted to this place with his disciples. Judas then, having a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forward and said unto them, Whom do you seek? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he had said this unto them, I am he, they all fell backwards falling down to the ground. Then he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way," that the saying might be fulfilled which he had spoken, "Of them which you have given me, I have lost none." Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whoever I shall kiss, that's the one, hold him fast." And forthwith he came up to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. But Jesus said unto him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When they which were about him saw what would follow, knowing they would arrest Jesus and take him away, they said unto Jesus, "Lord, shall we smite with the sword?" Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant. He cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. And Jesus answered and said, "Allow this thus far. You can suffer with me a little bit." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then said Jesus unto him, "Put away your sword back into its sheath. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be?" In that same hour said Jesus unto the multitudes, "Are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple every day, and you laid no hold on me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched no hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young men laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled away naked. Then the band and the captain and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was the one that gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation perish. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and he went in and sat with the servants outside the house to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witnesses to speak out against Jesus, to put him to death, but they didn't find any. Yes, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none because they didn't agree. At last came two false witnesses and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue, as you know, and in the temple where the Jews always resort, and in secret I have said nothing. Why are you asking me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. They know what I said." And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Is this how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you smite me?" And the high priest stood up in the middle of the crowd and asked Jesus, saying, "Are you not going to answer anything? What is this which these witnesses say against you?" But Jesus held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am, and you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God in power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, "What do we need of any further witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him to be guilty or worthy of death. Then they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy unto us, Christ, who is it that hits you?" Then Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. And that disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then that other disciple went out, which was known unto the high priest, and spoke unto her that kept the door to bring Peter in. Then said the damsel that kept the door to Peter, "Aren't you one of this man's disciples?" He said, "No, I'm not." And the servants and the officers were standing there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves by the fire, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. And when he was gone out into the porch, yet another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And after a while, others came unto him and said unto Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I know not the man." And immediately the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter then remembered the word of the Lord, how he said unto him, "Before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. As soon as it was daylight, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led Jesus into their council, saying, "Are you the Christ? Tell us." And he said unto them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." Then they all said, "Are you then the Son of God?" And he said unto them, "You say that I am." They said, "Why do we need any further witnesses? We have heard it from his own mouth." Then Judas, which had betrayed Jesus, when he saw that he was condemned, repented of himself. And he brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? You see to that. That's your responsibility." And he threw down the pieces of silver into the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful for us to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood." And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of his iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all of his guts fell out. And it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem, insomuch that that field is called in their proper tongue, Aseldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, "Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take." That is why the field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken of Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, of whom the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me." Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas into the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves did not go into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled and unworthy to take the Passover. What accusation have you made against this man? And they answered and said unto him,
If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to you.
Then Pilate said unto them, Take him and judge him according to your own law. The Jews therefore said unto him,
It is not lawful for us to put any man to death.
This was done that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall once more, called Jesus, and said unto him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Did you say this thing of yourself, or did others tell this to you of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you unto me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore answered and said unto him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Every one that is of truth hears my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find no fault in this man at all. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said unto him, Don't you hear how many things they witness against you? And he answered him never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. And they were more fierce than ever, saying,
He stirs up the people. He teaches throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place.
When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asks whether the man was a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him back to Herod, who himself was also at Jerusalem at that time. And Herod, when he saw Jesus, was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard so many things about him, and he hoped to have seen a miracle done by him. So he questioned Jesus with many words, but he answered nothing. The chief priests and the scribes stood and vehemently accused Jesus. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at nothing and mocked him and arrayed him with a gorgeous robe and sent him back again to Pilate. And that same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for previously they were at enmity between themselves. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had also committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude cried aloud, saying that they desired him to do what he has always done, release someone, release Barabbas. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, You brought unto me this man as one that perverts the people. But behold, after I examine him in front of you, I have found absolutely no fault in this man touching those things whereof you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and look, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom shall I release to you, Barabbas? Or Jesus, which is called Christ. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Which of the two do you want me to release unto you?
Barabbas!
And they all cried out at once, saying,
Away with this man! Release unto us Barabbas!
Who for a certain sedition made in the city, and for murder, had been cast into prison.